Campaign 2012 and the race for the White House. Who is winning the fundraising game? Is it Mitt Romney or Barack Obama? The answer, at least for now, is Romney.
Joining us to talk about it, Ken Vogel, chief investigative reporter for Politico. Hiya, Ken.
Hey, great to be with you guys.
Thanks. So how much of a fundraising gap is there between the two candidates?
Well, last month in May, Mitt Romney raised about $80 million between his campaign committee and the Republican National Committee, whereas President Obama raised only $60 million. It's the first month that Mitt Romney was able to outraise President Obama, and that's because it was the first full month that Mitt Romney had the benefit of being the official nominee, unofficial nominee, I guess, the presumptive nominee of the Republican Party, and therefore had the ability to raise money in larger chunks in combination with the Republican National Committee. President Obama, on the other hand, had been raising money in combination with the Democratic National Committee, which allowed him to accept larger campaign contributions for many months.
Now, casino magnate Sheldon Adelson has returned to the forefront here. He had backed Newt Gingrich's campaign. Now, as you reported last week, he's giving $10 million to the super PAC backing Romney. How much of an advantage does he give the Republican? And why did Adelson back Romney after being so against him before?
Yeah, that's right, Sean. He was very critical of Mitt Romney. He said that he is not the bold decision maker that Newt Gingrich was. So it was encouraging for Mitt Romney and for Republicans to see Sheldon Adelson coming on board with Mitt Romney with his super PAC. And these super PACs more generally are an area in which Republicans have an enormous advantage. So we talked about how Mitt Romney outraised President Obama by $20 million in the last month in May. Well, that doesn't include these super PACs and outside groups that are just crushing the Democrats. The Republican outside groups are just crushing the Democrats. All told, the various Republican outside groups and super PACs are looking to spend about $1 billion on the race, and Democrats just have no answer for that. It's of great concern for them.
So they just don't have that super PAC money the Republicans do.
That's right. There are big donors on the right, business types and otherwise, who are just extremely motivated by their enmity towards President Obama. And so far on the left, big liberal donors who were very motivated when President Bush was seeking re-election in 2004 and gave around $200 million to outside groups that were sort of the precursors to super PACs. Well, this time, they're largely sitting it out. There are a couple reasons, including that it left a bad taste in their mouth in 2004 when they spent all this money to no avail. John Kerry obviously did not beat President Bush. And also, Democratic donors, for the most part, are just uncomfortable with this crush of outside money that has been precipitated by these federal court rulings, and so they're largely sitting on the sidelines.
All right, Ken, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
Ken Vogel, chief investigative reporter for Politico. And for more news, check out tomorrow's edition of Politico.